Hello and welcome to Center for Victory's podcast of your best day yet. Here at Center for Victory, we're here to unlock, reinforce, and enrich relationships through personal and professional development. I'm Eric Guy, Chief Victory Officer here at the Center for Victory. Come back to you with another podcast this time. I know last week we talked more professional. This time is going to go kind of both. A little bit more personal, though, into professional life. We're going to talk about your story today. And with that, we've been running a lot of classes lately. One of the classes that we've been running, we've been helping people piece together their story. And this is a lot of what we do when we do our coaching with folks. We help them get a better construct of the story that they used to tell themselves versus what they want moving forward. And I think it's a big part of people's success. And it's something that we actually do when we do our leadership cohorts inside of companies. So one of the things that we do with that cohort is make sure people understand their story and can tell it and can articulate it, because there's power in it. There's power understanding where we've come from and where we're going. But one of the things that I'm first going to share with you today comes from, it's actually just a question. Here, let me get it pulled up here. And the question is, why do people consistently achieve much greater success with less effort, while others who work just as hard are just as intelligent and even work in the same environment achieve much less? Okay. So we're going to have our basis around that question right now. And it's very important to really understand of, how does that happen? I'm sure if you're watching, you're listening, you're probably wondering that. Let's just bring that up again. So why do some people consistently achieve much greater success with less effort, while others who work just as hard, just as intelligent, sometimes even more, or less intelligent, and even work in the same environment, achieve less? Okay. When we look at things, and a lot of you have heard me, if you've tuned in, you've heard me talk about these two top characteristics of top performers: self-awareness and authenticity. Okay. And part of understanding your story is, one, understanding yourself and the implications that has with people in your life, especially our big thing is relationships, either personal, professional. That's why we put it up in the beginning of this podcast, personal professional development. Okay. But it's understanding your person, okay, of your natural talents, passions, behaviors, how you're driven, what your gifts are, and being authentic to who that is, and not using it as an excuse. Okay. But also surrounding yourself with what else you need to make yourself the best version of yourself. Okay. So when we look at those things, couple questions pop up. All right. And again, this goes into your story. There's your story then, there's your story now. Some of you are still living from then. I love this quote from Henry Ford: whether you think you can or you think you can, either way, you're right. Okay. One of the icebreakers that we actually do, and I want you to think about, that's why I left this in here, but I pose this to a lot of people, is, when was there, if you could think about it, and you can do it after you listen to this, when was there a time where someone told you something that you couldn't or shouldn't do? What was it? What did you do about it? For a lot of us, and why this is so important to understand, for a lot of us, that story happened, or those stories happened when we were younger. And so they just got embedded in our subconscious, and we keep playing those out. Day in, day out, day in, day out. And a lot of folks that come for coaching, what do they have to do? They have to get over that story, get over the things that they were told, taught, conditioned by. And a lot of it has to do with just making a different choice. But that starts with understanding your story and why that's so important to your being. Okay. So before we get into the story piece, just a little background. Some of you already know this. I mean, I'm real big into understanding what's going on unconsciously with us and how that reaction delays us from getting what we actually want in life. Okay. One of the things that is the biggest delay in life that influences our subconscious is stress. Okay. And that can be even stress to the level of trauma that we learned when we were younger, and we just bring that into our current environment and situation, and that plays out in present. And then if we don't get it in check, it'll play out in the future. Okay. That story will just continue to perpetuate itself. For instance, that person that, might not have had a voice growing up. Now they don't feel like they have a voice. Nobody listens to them. And, you know, for some reason, you know, things come into play. They find themselves around people who aren't listening, you know, and more so it's about their own story and what they believe, because those stories shape our beliefs. And that's what I'm kind of going to talk to you about today. All right. And that's going to impact our behavior. But we have to get that what's going on unconsciously in check, okay, and understand that before we can move up and have that behavior change. So think about the things that you want. And think about, hey, look, if I had a choice, what would I do to make this different? A lot of people, when they come get, you know, coaching and things like that, they're stuck. But some of that story has to do with what's going on at work and at home. Okay, so I use these two sides here to talk about either, you know, a regulated person or a dysregulated person, stressed out or having good stress, you know. You look at these two, you know, if you're watching this on, you know, on YouTube or whatever, you're pulling it up. You know, some of these things contribute to success in life, and all of them are really on that left-hand side. So feeling good, thriving, being connected. Think about your relationships. Okay. When you're feeling good, when you're attuned, when you're regulated emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, you're in a good rhythm. Okay. But a lot of us didn't get that, or the story changed. Some, you know, we've experienced a lot even through COVID. Some of us have been even traumatized through that, where that stress still naturally occurs. And, you know, I've been in a lot of airports lately, especially the past month, you know. People are starting to take more precautions. The masks are coming out and things like that. And it's like, oh man, you know, that inherent stress, that internal stress that goes, oh man, you know, are we going back to this again? You know, and you might say, well, it's not too scary. But on the other hand, it's like, well, I don't want to do that again. I'm not sure too many people want to go back to, you know, being isolated and not seeing their loved ones and things like that. You know, so there's a little bit of fear around that. But going into, you know, your own story, you know, and then I'm going to go back a couple slides here, and I'm going to tell this story, see if it resonates with you. This is the story, and it actually comes out of my book, The Life of Victory, and it's actually in chapter 3. It's about a lady named Barbie Thomas, and I'll just tell it here, but you can find it in the book. It says, when Barbie Thomas, at the tender age of 2, lost both arms after mistakenly grabbing the wires of a transformer near her Texas home 35 years ago, her mother decided that neither of them would ever fold, give up, nor take it the easy way out of the situation. I was not allowed to be negative and say I can't do something, Thomas told Good Morning America. I was taught to focus on what I can do, not what I can't do. That advice may sound oversimplified, unattainable, maybe borderline delusional, Pollyannish. You may say to yourself, who lives like that? Who can sustain such an attitude over the course of a lifetime? I do believe there's a difference between perpetually and foolishly wearing rose-colored glasses versus making a reasoned choice to acknowledge the positive side of any situation and pursuing it as your true story. But the choice always exists, okay? So when you think about that story, you can always choose to go positive or negative. Once you realize how you're wired subconsciously, and this gets back to what we were saying, you can consciously choose the direction you want to go. All right. If you're choosing to go positive, you place your life immediately on the path to greater health, balance, peace. You know, if we go back to this, make a choice. What's your choice today? What's your story? You know, oh, it's Monday again. Oh, it's raining outside. Oh, I'm always sick. But, you know, those are the stories you tell yourself. Okay. It may not be the easiest process in the world, but is absolutely the most rewarding. And I think, you know, as you look at the story of Barbie Thomas, you would agree, or she would agree, you know, this real life Venus de Milo, this mother of two teenage sons, contends at a national level as a fitness competitor. You can look her up, a form of athletic dance and conditioning. What's more, she has placed in the top five nationally and earned the first ever Inspiration Award from National Physique Committee. She says, we all have our own stuff to deal with. Mine are just more visible. And she says, I survived because God saw something bigger and had plans for me. She, Barbie Thomas, and her mother before her knew the intrinsic value of creating and promoting a positive story for yourself, then believing it and acting on it as the basis of building a quality life with love at its foundation. So really, you think about what you become. All right. So a couple questions to think about when you're doing that story. Okay. When you're thinking about your story, if you want to get better, and I'm assuming that if you're listening to this in some manner, you want to get better, help somebody else get better, even if you're doing well. Couple questions for you. Okay. What story do you focus on the most? You know, it could be, well, I'm so lonely. Well, the other piece is you have three good friends. Okay. And I'm using that as an example because everybody says, well, you know, nobody likes me or whatever. You know, it just, there are some things when you look at how many core friends you have. Do you want, you know, does it really matter that 500 people like your social media post, or does it really matter those three or four close friends that are always there for you? Okay. Notice your thoughts. Okay. And yeah, I'm not sure where I got this from research years ago, but most people spend about 80% of their day in negative self-talk. Change the script. Make a choice. Okay. Remember, what you think about, you become. What you think about, you bring about. Is the story you grew up with the story you still live by? If it is, make some adjustments, or it could be good. And that could also be, you know, every once in a while we get a good story where, hey, look, you know, my dad, mom raised me, you know, great. My dad was a father figure. You know, I had a great mother. She was hardworking, blah, blah, blah. You know, that could be something that you can contribute to others, okay? Because that's part of your story as well. The question that you should ask yourself is, do you like the story? Okay. If you don't, again, you have a choice. And that leads us to our last question. So this is kind of a homework podcast. What needs to change? Okay. So how do I do that? Look at the aspects of your life. I mean, one of the things that we utilize to do that is just a simple life wheel. This is not, I did not create this. And it's been around for a lot of time. You know, think about the places where you want to grow. What stories do you tell yourself around these things? Some of you may want a great family life. You might not have a good script for that. You have to change the script. Is it possible? Yes. But if you believe, if you're a mother or father of a teenage kid and you all believe all teenagers are mouthy, well, that's what you're going to get. That's your story. If it's your career, if it's a financial thing and you're saying, well, you know, I can't get ahead because of this, that, or the other, you know, just examine where you heard that. You know, the thing that I frustrates me to get out is, you know, that physical, well, I got a dad bod. Well, you know, the dad bod is overweight, whatever. Do you really have to be like that? I don't think so. I mean, that's not my choice. right? What you're putting in your head, your ethics, beliefs, mental, that's more what you're putting in your head. You know, garbage in, garbage out. Start putting good things in, get good things out. And socially, just focus on those relationships. I mean, look at your relationships. I mean, that's a big part of your story. That's where you learn everything is inside in that context of relationships. That's where we got our beliefs from. Our story should really be in any of these aspects of life, one of abundance, one where we're thriving, one where we're more focused, one where we're regulated, we're calm, we're enjoying life. It can be like that. Okay. And again, just to kind of wrap this up, to think about it, remember, what you think about, you bring about, you become. I didn't say it was going to be easy. Is it worth it? Yes. But again, it goes back to the story of Barbie Thomas. It's a choice. Okay. It is a choice to make. You have to make a choice to change that story. But once you decide to change from the negative to the positive, it can radically take you out of your comfort zone. But remember, there's no growth without some pain and discomfort. Okay, growth will come even if you don't see it. You know, the what we usually say, you know, the woman who is 4 months pregnant still shows little signs of outward pregnancy, but knows something's very different on the way. Those are the labor pains. You know, they're terrible, but man, I tell you what, those labor pains are definitely worth it. You know, so whatever it means for you, you know, when you're cutting that new groove, take a step, you know, become aware. Become more authentic to who you are. Take time to understand yourself and what you want to do, because everything has that gestation period. Okay? And just remember, you know, your story is actually one of a champion. That's what we preach here at Center for Victory. Your story is one of a champion. It's not one of a victim. It's a victor. Okay? So once you're aware of all those things in your story, you can choose to change it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed that. You know, you can comment back if you want. If you want us to go deeper into that, you know, just let your comments down there. Make sure you hit the subscribe button as well as the bell icon so you can get notified the next time we post. If you want more information, you can go to centerforvictory.com. And remember, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, make sure you make this day your best day yet. We'll see you soon.